going to the public with it, because people who make insulin don't tell you that's a side effect, that you're going to demyelinate your nerves. We went to the National Institute of Health and they said, this is not medical, go away. But it has medical results. And people don't care. If you can get rid of their pain, they don't care if you have a bunch of studies that show it's real.
Well, the thing is that people are realizing that frequency is real now. I mean, the Overton window has shifted, and people are realizing that the more people are realizing this is real. This is the future, right? It's the future of medicine. And you have spent your whole life documenting. You have what, over 500,000 data points on frequencies with health. And health is just, as you say, you've said it's just one part of the Rubik's Cube. Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have one of my favorite people coming to the program. I just love this person. Her name is Sherry Edwards. I have her on all the time, or I don't have her on as much as I probably should. I have her on every few months, and she's just amazing. And we're going to talk about her backstory a little bit more in this show. She's going to explain it so that people who are new to her don't know what her back. They don't. Sometimes when we talk and you come in as a new listener and you hear, you're like, what is this person about? It's just so weird. And so we're going to do her backstory, but we're going to first talk about her analysis of Michelle Obama and the Obamas and Elon Musk and Klaus Schwab. So you're going to hear what she thinks of them and look at their vocal print. For people who don't know about Sherry Edwards, she was born with a mutation. She can hear a couple hundred times better than the average person. She can hear the math matrix. She can hear the hologram. And she spent her, decades documenting it and proving it, and proving it from a healthcare standpoint and so many aspects. She's going to talk about it. It's a very fascinating discussion. Before we get into that, I want to remind you about the Masterpiece Detox that I have. It is so promising. It is detoxing over 85 different heavy metals. We are toxic on more than just heavy metals, but heavy metals is a huge problem, including with graphene oxide and plastics. And it gets this out of your system. It's smaller, and they're also putting marine plasma as a replacement as they pull it out, so it doesn't allow the toxins to go back into your cells. It's amazing stuff. We need this stuff. We got to get these toxins out of our body. And I think you will really appreciate it. I'm hearing that brain fog from people are lifting, more energy, so many positives. And it's not that expensive. It's $52.99 for a 2-month supply. That is a really good price considering the inflation and everything. I know people are struggling. I know it's hard to buy stuff, but this is an amazingly good price for what you're getting. They have to deal with inflation too. So it's just, I'm so positive and hyped because I keep talking about innovation. People are coming out with new and better things to really help us. And this is one of those products. So again, I'll have the link below. Otherwise, you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. It's right there on the top, and you can get yours and start feeling better. So I hope you try it. I really hope you try it. You will feel better. In fact, I would really hope that if you try it, you get back to me after 30 days and tell me how you're feeling. I want to monitor this myself. I really want to bring products to people that help you and that really help you, that are really effective. And so that's what I keep looking for, is innovation that can really help us to get out of this crazy mess we're in. And one of those innovations is working with Sherry Edwards. And so I will have the link below to her website as well. And she'll talk about all the ways that you can educate yourself on her. She was credited for creating the bioacoustics field of medicine. She's just an amazing individual. And so again, I'll have the link for Masterpiece below. And then I'll also have links for Sherry Edwards and taking these class below. So let's get into my conversation with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be here and share with people. I love it.
Well, you are a fan favorite and you have some big things that you want to share. Let's talk about Michelle Obama and what you found. We're going to jump right into this. I'm going to open up her. I'm going to look
Somebody at her. Somebody sent me information this morning about her possibly thinking about running for president. I really couldn't tell whether she's running or not. But I looked at her voice, and you can show it now. She only has two notes. One hit really doesn't matter. So she has two notes in E and F. And when somebody only has two notes, they are hiding something. Now, this is from our Nano Voice program, that we take a 30-second sample of the voice and we divide it up into notes like C, C sharp, and so forth. And we can see what's going on. This first line is foundation, what you get from your grandma and grandpa as a solid foundation. The second one is control, and G sharp is control of something physical, but one doesn't really count. Normal is 42 hits. On the note of E, she has 343, which means that she's really pushing hard with words to get what she wants. And then F, which deals with making a plan to get something done, 158. But anybody that has just those two notes is hiding something. They're trying to tell you one tiny little story or piece. It's like a criminal or a kid being caught doing something they shouldn't. And they only want you to narrow down to a different perspective than what you want to hear from them.
Well, often when we've looked at, in the past, we've looked at someone with a split personality. This is kind of similar to what you see, but you're saying in her case, because she's so high in control, that it doesn't necessarily indicate a split personality.
Well, it could. If you look at this like a criminal, they have one story for the public and then they have something that's real, but she's keeping everything hidden. That second personality, it's a deliberate ruse.
Yeah, because this is real. When I see this, this is the kind of stuff that's alarming with somebody. Because
yes,
you don't see it very often, very rarely. And I've had you do, I haven't gone public with a couple of them that I've done on people that I just kind of suspected there was something up. And they come out like this, where it looks very strange. And there's something seriously wrong.
Yes, with a split personality, there would be two rows filled up with no connections in between. So that would be,
I see,
both personalities that is operating out in the public. This is one personality that she's trying to put out there and hide all the rest.
And it shows that, well, because we already know that Obama was... You did a lot of profiles on him, and he was that person lied more than any person you've ever looked at. You've said that many times.
Yes.
And so this is kind of consistent of somebody who is really shielded and just very, but in a almost a criminal nature, to focus your attention on exactly what they want. And they don't believe it themselves. They're just getting you to believe it.
This is what you're going to get and nothing else. They're controlling what you see.
Very controlling.
It was just like when you consider the story that was in the news, and you never know what's true, but she was trying to control what school children eat. And parents would be sending their kids to school with a packed lunch that they knew they could eat and weren't allergic to and whatever. And Michelle Obama's program was, it was in the news that they were taking those packed lunches away from the children and feeding them chicken McNuggets and causing all kinds of trouble. So I have this thing that anybody who's trying to control you or take away your rights to food, to your vote, to where you travel, to where you're anything that's going on with you, they want to take away your freedoms. They are your enemy, and they're a minute an enemy of America. But that's my personal opinion.
Have you ever done a vocal print? This is kind of out of the blue on Lenin, some of these people who have died in the past, because they're
No.
clearly, Obama is a Marxist, right? They have big issues here. It'd be very interesting to see how some of these old, like Mussolini, Lenin, even Hitler, what their vocal prints would be like.
I have not done those. I think the oldest ones I've done is probably Gorbachev, Reagan.
What was what was Gorbachev's like?
He had a very open heart. He loved the people, and it did not fit with his political situation. And a
That makes
lot of
sense.
that was the influence of Ryaza, his wife, that she was a very loving people person.
That makes sense. It would be really interesting to see how Obama compares to Hitler and Lenin and Stalin, because I bet you it's pretty similar. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know, and I can't say
I
I know,
would
but
look at it. Yeah, I would look at it. I would think with Hitler and Lenin, it was a power trip. But with Obama, it's a head trip. Most of anything he said went intellectual and went directly to his head to figure out what to say and what not to say. Do you remember when he was on the golf course and they brought him out and did a press conference with the parents of the guy who got his head cut off? Every bit, every word of that was intellectual. And he was saying how much he cared and all that. And you can look at somebody's vocal print, and if it's mostly yellow, they're mostly intellectual and their emotions are not involved.
Did you send me Soros or any of the other people that you want to talk about today, their charts?
I don't think I did.
Okay, that's okay. We'll just talk about it. If you send me it afterwards, I can put it in after the fact. But
Okay, I see
let.
you, Musk and Sor and somebody.
Okay, you have Musk too.
Yeah, last week I sent you his.
Okay, let's talk about Soros while I find Musk's, and you tell us what. Yeah, here's Musk. I'll look. I guess I have time now. Okay, this is Musk compared to Schwab. So let's get okay. Klaus. Okay, so I'm going to share this screen because you got Klaus Schwab and you got Musk.
The biggest difference there was Musk has a strong, strong foundation, and nobody's going to knock him off of it, and nobody's going to change it. He's going to do it his way. When you look at Musk, the bottom line, which is your foundation, he's up in the thousands. And that's where you get from your grandparents. And okay, yes, look at that. Oh, it's not
It's
thousands.
thousands, it's hundreds, yeah. But he has
So
nothing else. It's weird. He has a bunch of really low numbers. He just has that. This is a strange vocal print, too, in my opinion.
he's very scattered, and these things are very literal. So you can look at he only has a couple of hits in the note of F. So he's kind of flying by the seat of his pants. He's Asperger's, so he knows where he wants to go. He doesn't really know how he's going to get there.
Oh, he's Asperger's. That's makes sense.
And you can see the top line, that's omnipotence, that's godlike. He shares that with Schwab, that they both think they know what's best for people.
But Schwab has way higher numbers. I mean, because
Yes.
Musk only has his pretty four is the highest he has up there. His big ones are down here at Foundation, but he has Asperger's. That would make sense why you say he's literal. It comes out as literal. And then this guy, he actually has a pretty diverse thing, but he has all these ones on top, which a person who's really healthy, like a Ron Paul, doesn't have all this on top. He has lots of notes all over here, but not on top, and all on the bottom, but not the top two lines.
His most filled is the third line down, and that's naivete.
Well, that makes
So
sense.
somebody is supporting him and telling him what he's doing is okay, but he's really naive about how he's affecting other people. And if you look at the second line down and 115, the note of A, I want to manage people, but that is fantasy. That's the fantasy octave.
So he's just he's a nutbag. So when you look at this stuff, are you seeing anything that shows that he's out and not stable?
He's too scattered. Somebody has to be coming behind him and picking up some of the pieces. Now, Musk is really good at picking up his own pieces, but the scattering this way, and again, it depends on the topic. And I think Musk was talking about the future and how it must stay free for the people. I like that kind of speech. And I think he shares that with a lot of freedom-loving people in America, and that's why they kind of put up with him. He can be a little sassy sometimes.
I don't, I gotta just tell you, I don't trust him, based on all the things he's involved in. But I would think that having Asperger's and having Bill Gates has Asperger's too, but it seems like that would feed into it a little bit as well. He only has strong notes on the bottom, which is interesting.
Which means I'm solid and nobody's gonna push me off my foundation.
My way or the highway stuff, which makes sense because that's what everybody that I know who's worked with him directly says. He's my way or the highway and just plows through.
That looks like it, but look at his C sharp. There's not much there, and that's justice.
Oh, so he's not really into justice at all, which it makes sense too because he's kind of brutal and ruthless.
But I think he is that to people who tell him no or try to take away freedoms. This guy will protect you and himself. Schwab will not protect you.
Well, will he protect you if you're aligned with him? But he won't. He'll throw you under the bus if you're not. That's what I'm seeing.
Yes, both of these are in our biggest book called The Biggest Liar. It's a textbook we created to give people the opportunity to learn from all these vocal prints. So we do an analysis of the vocal print. We look at the computer, what the computer said, and then we do an analysis of what I teach with people. And this is one of the programs that we give away a lot on your show. If people write to me, we'll give them access to it, or it's on our website.
People who don't know you, which I don't know how they can, if they're watching my show and they don't know you by now, that's crazy. But I have new people that come to the show. And then I've probably had new people since we originally talked about what you're capable of doing. Because you are, I always say you're a living X-Man. I just think you're like a living Tesla. I mean, we got to figure out to be able to see, to glean what your information is. Can you explain to people what your talent is and what your background is? And you've been credited for creating the whole biomedical bioacoustics field. It's just incredible. Talk about your background a little bit.
Well, I was raised in Appalachia and we lived in an old corn crib. We didn't have any electricity, no running water, no sounds. That was constant that
If you've been following recent developments, you're likely aware of the ongoing transformation in the global economy. The BRICS nations are actively advocating for the replacement of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and an increasing number of countries are aligning with their efforts. Concurrently, the stability of the Western banking system is facing unprecedented challenges, reaching a level of fragility not seen since the 2008 financial crisis. The reputable Weiss Research Group, known for accurately forecasting bank failures with 99.3% accuracy since 2008, now anticipates a substantial risk of over 4,000 banks facing vulnerabilities, with a fourth of them on the brink of imminent failure. According to their data, all the experts are predicting a major economic collapse more impactful than the crash of 1929. Historically, precious metals have proven to be resilient assets during such economic uncertainties. Now is an opportune moment to consider acquiring gold and silver to safeguard your family's financial well-being. For the most reliable service and the best prices on gold and silver, I recommend Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. When you contact them, mention Sarah sent me. It ensures you receive the best service and pricing available in the country. That's a guarantee from them to me. Take proactive steps now to secure your assets and protect your loved ones. Contact info@milesfranklin.com and let them know Sarah sent you.
Would cause my hearing to be different. But Tomatis is a researcher about hearing, and he says, you can only speak what you hear. So I was here with animals and plants, and I heard sounds from people. Now, I could be a mutant. My ear is mutated. I have something called a sacculus that's been activated, as much like a dolphin, something out of a dolphin's ear. So I would do these sounds and people's headaches would go away. I'd hear the sound and I'd just sing the sound, sort of like a woo sound, woo kind of sound. And people's headaches would go away. I remember my brother chopping his leg with an axe, and that was very traumatizing and stopping blood. And same when my daughter got hurt, I sang to her. We were out in the wilderness, and when we got to the hospital, they didn't understand why she didn't bleed to death, because she had torn all of the vessels in her lower leg. She was in a hospital for like 49 days and
wow,
7 operations, and they could not understand why she didn't just die on the spot. She had jumped off this great big Tarzan swing and fell into shallow water instead of the deep water. It fell on her knees and imploded her knee. So that was one of the first times that we'd really saved somebody's life. And my husband and I talked about it, and we said, if we could develop this, if we could understand what's going on with your ears and your voice, if we could save one parent from having to watch their kid die, we want to do this. So we had this vision of having a sound that would be on emergency squads that could stop blood. So it's taken many tangents since then, but
say so.
When you consider it, most people just consider my ears mutated because I can hear people's voice. I've told you things about you and some of the other guests you've had on that have turned out to be real, and there's no way I could have known it. So there's something to it. Tomatis says, and ancient says, it's the otoacoustic emission, and they called it a signature sound. And in ancient times, everybody could hear that signature sound. You can hear it when you meditate. And so it was just developing that and trying to find out why I was not totally schizophrenic. That I was hearing the sounds.
Real, it was real for you. But you've been studied. You had military labs study you. And there's been special PBS specials on you. Can you talk about a couple of those military lab studies and your experience?
Well, one was at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and they were trying to find out where this sound is coming from in people. And now we know it's coming from your ear, probably a combination of your brain. And everybody hears this sound. They just don't acknowledge what the sound is. But there's been so much that if I need an answer, I have a really hard client or somebody who's really in need, and I just meditate and a sound comes to me. I did that from clots. Some doctors sent me clots, pictures of clots, of what was happening with these big COVID-caused clots. And I looked at the clots. I got the frequency for it. And it's a G-sharp, by the way. about how people use minerals, particularly iron. And so from that, we will take the people who've voluntarily given us their vocal print and we'll compare them and we'll see what in those vocal prints are alike and how we can give an antidote. And so that's the whole process of vocal profiling. Take a 30-second sample of your voice, look at what's there compared to other people's voices, and see what we can do about it. We have the whole body mapped, all the muscles are mapped, and we did that by me touching the muscle and singing the frequency, and then giving people back that frequency as an analog sound and seeing if we could make that muscle weak or strong. And right now, I'm working with a girl that half of her body is not growing.
Oh.
And so I got the idea that if we give her a tone box and we produce these for people who need frequencies that maybe the environment is causing them a problem. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But I want to give her all 400 and some sounds and have her play them night after night and see if the other part of her body will catch up with each other.
Is it
Because we
starting
haven't.
to? Are you no, have you been working with her long enough to see?
No, just started with her last week, but I thought it was a great opportunity to be able to look at that because we've regrown muscles. We've helped reestablish the cornea that was loose in the eye. And one of the projects we just did, there are lots of people who have restless leg syndrome. And in a lot of them, they also have diabetes and they're on insulin. And I'm thinking it's the toxicity of the insulin that's demyelinating the frequencies of the nerves. And so we know the formulas to back all that off. We put a tone boxes together and we lent them out to people. And sure enough, it stops the pain, it stops the jerking legs at night, it stops the low back ache. So we're ready to give that to the public now that we've researched it, tested it, and we're going to the public with it. Because I people who make insulin don't tell you that's a side effect, that you're going to demyelinate your nerves. You know, we went to the National Institute of Health and they said, this is not medical, go away. But it has medical results. And people don't care if you can get rid of their pain. They don't care if you have a bunch of studies that show it's real.
Well, the thing is that people are realizing that frequency is real now. I mean, the Overton window has shifted, and people are realizing that the more people are realizing this is real. This is really, this is the future, right? It's the future of medicine. And you have spent your whole life documenting, you have what, over 500,000 data points on frequencies with health. And health is just, as you say, you said it's just one part of the Rubik's Cube. You know, there's communication and energy and transportation. I mean, there's so many other aspects, but you have forged this field. It's absolutely incredible. But you've had struggles along the way with people, MIT and you know, universities, the Mayo Clinic taking your work.
Well, they don't have the original work, so they can't grow it without really taking what I am doing. But I feel like this needs to get to the public. It belongs to the public, and that's why we teach free classes and professional classes about it. But I want everybody to have this because what our work has shown is that we can be manipulated and dominated by frequency.
That's
Stanford
right.
University in 2021 accepted a paper for presentation at their conference, and it was math as medicine. And I believe that as frequency, I'll just give away one right here. The bundle of Hiss, we just had somebody come to us last week. The bundle of Hiss in the heart, the little electrical system, runs at 3 cycles per second. And we can't give somebody 3 cycles per second as sound. They can't hear it. But we can create 3 cycles per second by putting together formulas that create three in your brain. We use your brain's natural ability to use math. So we use 24 cycles per second and 27 cycles per second. And in less than a minute, it can put some people's heart back into rhythm. That's
Wow,
important.
it's important.
People need to know this, and
Well,
we want to share that.
in my research, for we're talking about how they manipulate. There's a lot of dark projects working to manipulate us with frequency. And in my research, scientists speaking out, it's very hard to find, but they have a program mapping out the mind, trying to figure out how to control all of us with frequencies, and they're mapping out our entire mind. What do you say to that? Because I know you have a lot of thoughts on whether it's possible or not, and how far they are, and what we can do to combat that.
Well, I think first I want to tell people don't be scared about all of these pathogens, because if we can figure out what pathogen it is and I can decode it, we can give you back frequencies that will not allow the government to fill the skies with pathogens and kill all of us.
When you were at the very beginning, COVID, you came out with all these things. We were talking all the time, and you were accurate right away. And doctors are coming out with this stuff now. What you had day one, or not day
We
one, but
had it
30 days in.
December 2019. It was vitamin D, zinc, glutathione. It was all there, and
Right away.
we put out a program on our vocal internet site, a vocal analysis, so that people can go to soundhealthportal.com and choose corona damage and see what the damage is to their body. Then they take that to their wellness provider, and you can do something about it. It's very diagnostic. But one of the things I think about 5G, and there's a lot of people coming to us that their balance is off, and that's C2 as your vertebrae. But when you look at these 5G towers and all these birds that run into the towers and just die, we know that it's affecting some kind of something in the brain, some iron that's affecting your balance. So we're working on that. So the big things like 5G are putting some frequency out in the street to make you comply. This reminds me of The Simpsons. Producers called me and said, "Is there a sound to make everybody poop their pants? Because we want to do a series about controlling crowds, and we want to call it the Brown Sound." Now, everybody's vowel is different, and it's all notes of C sharp for the vowel. So there isn't one sound, thank God, because we're all different. But we also give people antidotes and a way to protect themselves, way to test themselves, way to protect their family. We're trying to get this out to as many people as we can, and our beginning classes are free. Beginning software is free for your nutrition and your muscles. So I am determined that this belongs in the hands of the people.
Well, then we can innovate. We can get more people to come up with solutions. Can I ask you more about this mind project where they're trying to map out the mind to control us, right? Because they're trying to, the crowd control is real. They have been doing crowd control, and a lot of it is actually can be, calming people down and whatever. That there's some positives with this, but the mind manipulation, like Jose Delgado, who's been working, he was the godfather of mind control. He died fairly recently. And when he died, he said that his opinion early on was we have no right to free will. I mean, we humans think they do and they don't. It's not our innate right. And we are going to be creating super soldiers and all this stuff. When before he died, he said we were working on stuff we never should have worked on. And he kind of had a shift after he saw the darkness. So when I hear that they're mapping out with the mind project, they're mapping out frequencies for our mind. What do you think about that? And first thing you said to me when I asked you this offline was, thank God we don't have, there's just not one frequency. But is there sets and how far along could they come and how possible is this?
It's not just the frequency, but it's how the frequency is put together. And the first projects I did was at Wright-Patterson for Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And that's where Jose Delgado did some of his really significant work with monkeys of putting helmets on them and stimulating a certain part of their brain. He could calm them down. He could drop adrenaline into their system. Yes, it's possible, but I think my mutation allowed us to get ahead and stay ahead of it so people can protect themselves. And we are being bombarded every day with TV and microwaves and refrigerators and electricity and electric cars and everything else. And I think there is a need to help people, but there is not a need to control people. I said that again, anybody who wants to take away your freedom is your enemy. And if you want to control what kind of car you drive, what kind of food you eat, what kind of medicine you eat, somebody's manipulating us on a grand scale, and man-made electricity is part of it.
But this is why I keep talking about innovation. There are antidotes for all of this. So, for
Yes.
example, chlorine dioxide is the antidote for graphene oxide. Can you explain that?
Mathematically, one is a C sharp and one is a B, and I'm looking at my notes over here. There are relationships for a base frequency and an antidote. Science has figured out some of it, like canceling headsets. You put them on and they get rid of the constant sound. I use them on an airplane. It's the same math principle. And when you look at a base frequency and something on a scale, a wheel, I'm getting too deep here. I need to back up and say Pythagoras tried to figure out musical scale with strings, and he related it to the movements of the planets, and he thought all the planets were concentric circles around the sun. And he made a musical scale based on that. And when you look at that scale, it has hemoglobin, it has chlorophyll, it has iron, that scale that he produced has all the things that create us. And then Kepler, Johannes Kepler, came along and he said, no, it's not concentric, it's elliptical. And so he made a scale, and that's 440. It's not as accurate for the body parts, but it's accurate for our emotions. So if we're going to control people's emotions, we're going to use Kepler's scale with A at 440. But if we're going to control biochemistry and structure, we're going to use the Pythagorean scale. When you look at his scale, it's incredible. Everything adds up to nine. How can you do that? Where does brain come from that came from that? Like the note of A is 432, numerology, that adds up to nine. Every note in the scale adds up to nine. And there's a in the Bible, so this comes from ancient spaces too, there's some healing numbers of 3, 6, and 9. And we first started our frequencies with people with that in mind because we were just trying anything to see what would happen. And then along came the Templars. And when you look at the Templar cross, the mathematics in that Templar cross controls your biochemistry. The math of the frequencies and the geometry of the Templar cross
Wow.
controls human biology.
How does it control it? What does it do?
Well,
In what way?
like putting that bundle of His together, finding two frequencies that equal the distance apart, equal keeping your heart beating. And serotonin and melatonin are opposites by light. Some things are opposites by pigment, where you can shut them off and on. But it all goes back to we are very sophisticated math-based robots. And how that's helpful, let's think about going to outer space. You don't have to take all the medicines. You take math with you and you can deal with anything there.
That's right.
One of the first ones we did was a broken arm that we could heal that broken arm, not as quick as the tricorder could, but it really accelerated the bone healing, and that we've really expanded that for a lot of years and used it a lot.
Well, it's the beginning of our understanding. Like you have all these frequencies, and there might be some ways to, with people, as we build on our understanding, to maybe do it quicker. But there might be accelerants, right? But we got to start with this. We're not even at this yet. I mean, at a basic level, this has been, the basic frequencies have just been suppressed.
I've been very cautious about putting anything out. Think of you taking your car to get it fixed, and they plug it into a computer and it says, oh, well, your carburetor's that and your starter's this. This is the same thing. Your voice is a holographic representation of all that you are. And we use your voice as that plug-in to your body to know what the voice needs or doesn't need.
Well, and the other thing that your research has proven and your abilities has proven is we really are in a math matrix. So when we hear scientists say we live in a hologram or a matrix, we really do, don't we?
Yes, because we have proven that we can control behavior and method healing. I don't know what to call it, timing of healing by using math. And if we need something, I go get it because of my ears. My husband carries a ladder around in his work. He puts up telephone and poles and stuff, and he was carrying a ladder out in the field and he herniated his stomach and he didn't tell me. He let it go and tried to see if it just would heal itself. I touched it, and the frequency that I got was a brainwave multiple of 14.99. When we did his voice, it was really 15.00, and it healed itself within a few days, a hernia. Now, if I can touch somebody and get a sound for their ear or their tooth or whatever, and I can do it from a picture. I don't often tell people that because we leave it for emergencies like comatose people or babies that can't talk and tell us what's going on. But we can even do it from crying. This is, like you said, this is the medicine of the future, and it's math based and it's very consistent.
Yeah, it's the future. And one of the things that you are pushing really hard to do, which is exactly what we need, is getting people informed and setting up bioacoustic centers all over the world. We need it in every community, is what we really need.
Yes, I've traveled the world. Our practitioners we train, it's all online now, so people don't have to come to me. But we're trying to set up centers in every community of a little 5 or 10 people. We do the training for them for their community. Like if we worked in Utah, we'd probably concentrate on kidneys because there's a lot of kidney disease there. Someplace else it'd be Parkinson's. So whatever is good for their community. That's what I concentrate on.
Well, and this also works with agriculture, right? There's ways that you can use this for plants to grow, flourish versus ones that are struggling. Can you explain that? Because I know we've talked about this before offline on how this could help solve some of our lack of food problem.
Yeah, Dan Carlson, Sonic Bloom, and he helps corn grow. I think he's passed on now, but he gives a sound to help things grow. And that's where we started looking at stem cells. But the next step then was to look at the pheromones of the bugs, parasites that attack them and then kill off the bugs with sound. Using a formula that interfered with their pheromones, which is the sound or the smell they give off to attract a mate. So this is endless what we can do with it.
It is endless. Okay, well, I mean, it is absolutely fascinating. It's endless because it's not just health, which health is extremely important for humanity. It's also communications and energy, and it'll transform our entire future. What else do you want to tell people while we have you here? What are some of another important thing that you would like to for people to know?
There are people attacking America, people attacking Americans, trying to keep us in chaos. When you realize that some of these psychological experiments trying to run people crazy, is to have two sets of rules and don't tell people which set of rules it is. And you can see in our political situation right now, there's two tiers of justice,
That's
two
right.
tiers of what you can say, what you can do, where you can go, what car you can drive. I want this to be consistent enough that the government has to tell us the truth. That's why we put out that little nano voice program, because it shows you who's telling the truth or not. And I want people to have the tools and the power to protect themselves.
And you have that Biggest Liars book, and you keep adding to it, unfortunately. It's really unfortunate that you can keep it. We could endlessly add to the darn thing. And so people can get that on your website as well. And I'll have a link to it, but where can they get that? And your restless legs and all the other things, and join your classes. Where can they get this stuff?
We have a new website called Bioacoustic Solutions, because we grew out of the other where we're just teaching people how this can help them. Now we're teaching people how they can use it to help their family, their clients, their patients. So bioacousticsolutions.net, and it has on there links of what you can download, classes, and what's going on. So again, this is just for the people. I do need to pay my rent and my telephone bill, so we charge some for the more professional classes, but we want everybody to have this that needs it.
Well,
There's
and
so
you
much
go ahead.
conventional medicine doesn't know how to do, and they dump them in our lap because they don't know what to do with them.
You have people contacting you from all over the place, and the timing is right now where people are realizing that, like Tesla said, we will advance more in 10 years once we realize this, that this is the future. We will advance more in 10 years than we have in all centuries combined in the past. I mean,
I
I'm
think
paraphrasing.
so.
He's essentially said that.
But I think we also need to make a plan to protect it
That's
so
right.
the government doesn't take it over, control it, says you can't have it. They're trying to do that with almost every aspect of our being. I just read an article yesterday that no food is going to be accepted except that is produced, grown, canned in government facilities. I don't like that.
Well,
That's
they don't
not
want you to grow your
justice.
own food. It's like these are just people. Why are they get to decide what certain group of people feel right to decide what other people do? It's just so, I can't believe we're living through Stalin and Hitler, right? I mean, we're living through Mao. We're living through the worst people who've ever walked this planet, and that's what they want to be.
Well, look at what Soros did. There's articles out there on the internet that shows that he was behind Antifa. He bused people in, he gave them permission, and he paid off the authorities not to do anything to them. And they burnt buildings. And right now in California, there's so many companies closing down because thieves are breaking in, breaking through the glass, taking all their merchandise, and they can't stay afloat because they can't get insurance.
Well, and that's why
Soros.
all the companies are leaving. That's just crazy. But Soros also bought off the ACLU. And the thing is why are people allowing that clown? He's just a person. He's just an idiot, a man who thinks he can control others. Why are they letting him buy them out? Why is it so easy for people to be bought out? Why are they okay with that?
Money, and I think a lot of it is more than money. It's threats. Somebody tries to control you with threats. They are bad
Blackmail.
for America, and put them on a boat to Siberia or something, so they don't bother us. But when I looked at Soros, I had his biography that I don't remember what station he did, but it was obvious that one, he hates America, the concept of America, that people are free and they can do their own thing. He has this need inside of him to dominate and control anything that happens around him. And he does not want America to exist because he doesn't want anything out of his control.
They want to destroy America, that's clear. And his vocal print shows that.
Yes, and right along with Barack Obama. And this shows when they were taking the people off the plane from Benghazi. And he was standing there saying, oh, it was that video that caused him to attack Benghazi. He was lying. You could see it. I did his vocal print. He and Hillary both were lying. Then they sent out Susan Rice to tell the story again, and she was lying. But she was doing it at the behest of Hillary. Their vocal print matched more than anything else. But Obama was standing there saying how bad he felt and how this was a video and it was all intellectual rhetoric.
It's just crazy. Okay, where can people follow your work? Where can they take your classes? Let's say that one more time so people can, and they need to. They need to be looking at, this is what we need. It's the future, people. So where do they go?
Well, we try to make this a good thing for people because we give away software. Just I think the last time we were on your show, we gave away a software for a perfect mate. Maybe that was through my article. I can't remember. We give away so much of it. But soundhealthoptions.com, soundhealthportal.com, and that's our public workstation. But we try to give people a place to work to do this for their family, a place to dip their toes in to see if this is what they want to do for their community. And then bioacousticsolutions.net for the professionals, because the other two are kind of public. And so in this one, we put in a lot of profiles and how to, so they can take classes at any level, guest level, apprentice level. Just to get them started. So we welcome everybody to come in and do that. And if you are a group in a community and you want to put a small class together, I'm personally teaching those classes now to people. But our government is ruining our lives. And I think the biggest thing they're doing is asking us to borrow money to pay our neighbors' bills. And there needs to be a place to say, you crossed the line, no more.
They crossed the line a while ago. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I always appreciate it when you come on the show.
It's an honor to be here.